Hi, Audioboo Land. I've had a pretty busy day today. I dropped my daughter off daycare this morning, and then I went running, which I haven't done for like probably about 2 or 3 months. I managed to run about 2.5 kilometers, which was surprising, considering I haven't been running for so long. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was running on a very regular basis. I was running 2 or 3 times a week. Managing somewhere between 5 and 7 kilometers, per run, and doing that, doing that with comfortably with ease, and then for some reason, I just kind of stopped running. I think I just got busy on projects and things, and running got put aside, and I just haven't been doing it for a while. And then today I just woke up and just decided, all right, I've got to start running again because I've put on weight, and not an enormous amount of weight, but I can feel I've put on weight. I can feel my energy level is less. So I just thought, now's the time, let's get going. So I went for a run this morning, which felt really, really good. And I'm planning to keep it up this time. I'm going to be running twice a week at least from now on. And hopefully very quickly I can build up to being able to run 5 to 7 kilometres again. Once I get there, I'm going to build up to being able to run 10 kilometres. If I can do that at least twice a week, I think I'll get back up to a good level of fitness, and I'll start waking up in the mornings with a bit more energy, because lately I've been waking up in the mornings feeling a bit heavy, and I'm sick of feeling heavy in the mornings. So that'll be great. What else have I been doing? I got straight back from the jog, and I had to kind of go straight upstairs and get on with some writing, actually. A project that I thought was pretty much done for cropped up again a couple of days ago. I got a phone call with somebody interested about it. So I'm having to dust off a lot of the notes I made for that project, and put those all together and kind of get them submitted by probably the end of next week. So, I'm having to kind of sit down and spend a couple of hours on that each day. So I went straight upstairs when I got back from running, and spent about an hour and a half on that, and managed to write, in an hour and a half, I managed to write 1,200 words, which I think was pretty good going. It's typical. I mean, when you've got the whole day to write, you write maybe, 1,500 words. But when you know you've only got an hour and a half to write, you write the same amount of words, but you just know you need to get it done. I'll get that project in next week. And if anything good happens with that, of course, I'll let you know. And then after I did writing, I did what I'd planned to do today and also over the next few weeks, which was really start editing and working on the 100 Stories podcast. Today I edited the interview that I'd done with Lorraine Mace, the author of the Writer's ABC Checklist, and it's a really nice interview. Lorraine's got some really fantastic gems to share about writing, and I can't wait to kind of share that interview with everybody, because Lorraine really is an awesome lady to talk to about writing. She's just got a lot of great kind of knowledge, and she's got a lot of know-how about craft as well, so I really can't wait to share that with you. I pretty much finished editing the interview today, so I'm going to record some other bits of episode 1 of the podcast tomorrow, and then I think Monday, Tuesday next week I'll have a really clear idea of when I'll be able to release that first episode. It'll be early June for sure, but I'll put out a proper date next week. So that's been my day, really. It's about 8:30 now. I'm just relaxing, listening to a few audio boos online. And I'm going to have a cup of tea and just chill out for the rest of the evening. All right, Audioboo Land. Thanks, and have a great evening.